time for Living Thunder. I hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder. This is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. So, how about if we kick this morning off with one by Colton Dixon, a song called Made to Fly.
My daddy always told me, hold your head up high. It's just one moment in all of time. If you can't see it, just close your eyes and believe it. It's all inside. So keep on keeping on till the walls come down. Reaching higher till your feet don't touch the ground. Hear the power of praise flowing out your mouth. Let me hear you. If you need freedom.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Force Frank right now. It's a song called Sunrise.
You're going to be all right. Just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sunrise. Sunrise, just stay there. Good things will come later. God made you for greater. Hold on for that sunrise. To the lost and the broken, who don't know where they're home. Where your hope is, I'm just hoping you notice. You're gonna be alright. Just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sunrise. Sunrise, just stay there. Good things will come later. God made you for greater. Oh, I didn't forget you.
I didn't forget you.
Or the things that you've been through. He was there right beside you, helping to guide you and let some light through. I'm just here to remind you. You're gonna be alright. Just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes.
Song that reminds us in the morning, sun rises, and so it is, you know, that our joy will come in the morning. What an awesome song that reminds us that the joy that's deep within our heart is afresh every morning when we are in Christ Jesus. What an awesome God that we have. Right now, we got a song called Perfect by Kinsey Phillips. Leland's helping him out on this.
Rehearsed, always ready for the other shoe to fall. What's worse, I don't recognize myself at all. It hurts, always trying to be something that I'm not. It hurts, but I feel you healing me.
my shoulder.
Growing tired,
growing tired of fake. The more that I get older,
I find beauty in grace.
The more that I uncover, thought I wanted to be perfect.
Stop performing.
song by Benjamin William Hastings, a song called If It Wasn't for Jesus. You know, guys, it's a song that truly reminds us, you know, that if we are made new in Christ Jesus, if we are born again, if we have an eternal hope, where would we be without Jesus? It reminds us that we would still be dead, that we would be lost, that we would still be facing a place called hell when we would pass from this earth, or if Christ Jesus, you know, would return for his children, we wouldn't be going home with him. We wouldn't have that deep joy within our soul, within our life, within our heart. We wouldn't have as unchanging, everlasting love surrounding us. We wouldn't have the Holy Spirit living within us. So when you look at a song like that, and when you look at the title and the words that come forth from a song like that, it does remind us what an honor it is to be made new in Christ Jesus, to be his child, and to have an eternal hope, and to know your destination when we leave this earth. What an awesome God that we have. Right now, we got one by Legacy Nashville. It's a song called 23. Thank you. That's a song from Psalms 23, a song that truly reminds us of, well, his peace, his comfort, how he carries us through, and it's all because of his goodness and mercy and grace. You know, when we truly stop to think about, well, our life and every breath that we receive, how man was formed from dust and how, well, how the woman was formed from man's rib, we can say only one thing, and that's God did it. Only he has such power. Only one who is the author of life. Genesis 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person." And then in Genesis 2:21 it says, "So the Lord God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. He took one of Adam's ribs and closed up the place from which he had taken it. The Lord God made a woman from the rib and brought her to Adam." You know, we see how God gave life. And we see how beautiful that it was for them. But then we see how mankind failed and sinned against God because, well, he made us with our own free will. And we see that how that curse of sin was placed on every generation after that. But you see, there's hope after that, because then we see God's master plan to save his prized creation. And that was to give his one and only son as a one-time sacrifice so that we could be made clean and made whole, new, in Jesus' name. Ephesians 2:4-5 and 8 says, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God." See, here's the one thing we can say and speak of. And that's how great his great love was for us. And it was given through Christ Jesus, his one and only son, as that one-time sacrifice so that our sin could be washed away, so that we could receive new life and have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven, so that we once again could have that walk with the Father, so that we could once again have an eternal hope. And when we look at how Christ came in the flesh and he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin and then rose from the grave and conquered sin and death, we see life. Because what he did by conquering sin and death, he brought life to us. And when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, that's when we receive new life in him. That's when we become a new creation. That's when we become a child of God, when we place our faith alone in Him, when we believe that Jesus done it all on the cross and He rose from the grave and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of our life. We are His child. And you see, we are saved by His grace when you believe. That's what it means to believe. It's by putting all your faith alone in Jesus Christ. And it's so that we can't take credit for it. Because there is nothing we can do to earn salvation. You see, this is a free gift from God. What a merciful God that we have. That even though that we were dead in our sin, He came to save us. And now, if we would call upon the name of Jesus Christ, we can receive new life in Him. God did it for each and every one of us. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Micah Tyler. And it's a song called God Did It.
You know, I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. You know, I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my life?
When we stop and see all that the one true God has done for us, how He is faithful, how His great love is eternal, you see, our desire becomes one that wants to worship Him in His holiness, to give Him all glory, to praise the only one who is worthy. Psalms 96:4 says, "Great is the Lord, He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods." And in Psalms 105:3, it says, "Exalt in His holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord." You see, it's about giving Him all praise, worshiping Him in His greatness, in His holiness, because He is most worthy of praise. We are to exalt Him. And always remember what Revelations 1:8 says. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and is still to come, the Almighty One. That's why we sing praise to the Most High. That's why we live a life of worship to the one true holy God. Because He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is eternity to eternity. What an awesome God that we have. One who we can become whole and true because of the sacrifice that He made on that cross for me and for you. That's why we can forever sing His praises, to give Him glory, to give Him honor. It leads us into our next song. It's by Steph Shetler, and it's a song called Words Will Sing Forever.
Fill a thousand books with the stories of your goodness, and still you couldn't capture who you are. You've been faithful every age. You are Alpha and Omega. The greatness of your love sets you apart. Sound like heaven, singing the words we'll sing forever, singing.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to Living Thunder, and I'm glad you could join us for today. It's an awesome day to celebrate in Christ because our hope is in Him alone. Leads us into our next song. It's by Big Daddy Weave. It's a song called My Hope is Jesus. There is only one place that we can find a hope for all eternity. It's only found in Jesus Christ, where we find true life, where we can have abundant life, where we can be set free from the bondage of sin, where we can receive a true blessing in life. It leads us into our next song. It's by Carrie Job, and it's a song called The Blessing.
His face shine upon you.
Bit of Matthew West there for you. A song called Chosen. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning. And this is 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney. And it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Elevation Worship. A song called God Is Not Against Me.
Strong and courageous. have turned me away, but you chose me instead. You say that I'm gonna make it when I don't feel like I can. You see the battle I'm facing and you're stepping in.
When we are made new in Christ Jesus, when we are a child of God, we have one who will never leave us nor forsake us. God is not against us, but he's working for us. He's fighting for us each day. What an awesome God that we have, to know that even in the deepest valley, he is with us always and he is fighting for us. When we look to him, when we look to Jesus, he is to be our example in this life. When we think about his love, his compassion, his understanding, and how gracious he is, we are to allow him to be our example in this life. So that as the Holy Spirit fills us, we are to allow the Holy Spirit to flow from us. So all may see the fruits of the Spirit, so that he is glorified in every part of our life. It's about living like Jesus. Leads us into our next song. It's by Mac Powell. And it's a song called Live Like Jesus.
Slow to anger, sacrifice, unafraid to lay it down and give my life away. I want to live like Jesus for all of my days. I want to live like Jesus, let love lead the way. Eyes on the Father, a heart full of faith. I want to live like Jesus for all of my days. I want to live like Jesus for all of my days. I want to live like Jesus for all of my days.
In Psalms 135:5, it says, I know the greatness of the Lord, that our Lord is greater than any other God. Just stop and think about that verse. It's a verse that truly speaks of his greatness, that he is above all, and he is set on high. 1 Samuel 2:2 speaks of his holiness, where it says, no one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. My prayer is that you know him, just as that verse speaks of him. To know what an honor it is to be in his holiness. And we can experience that only because of what Christ Jesus, the Son of God, done for me and for you. So let us do as Psalms 99:5 says. It says, exalt the Lord our God, bow low before his feet, for he is holy. To exalt him is to lift him on high, to set him on high, to worship him, to glorify his name. It's because he is holy. Psalms 113:5 says, who can compare with the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high? No one can compare to him. He is enthroned on high. He is above all. He is the creator, sustainer, and deliverer. When you experience his holiness, the greatness of our God, you know and understand that, well, that he is our rock on which we can build our life. You know that he is, well, you know and understand that he just don't enhance life, but that he is life. And in him, we can have abundant life, knowing we will never find another like him. He is the only one that fills the void in our life because he planted eternity in our hearts, that we would seek him and want to know our creator, sustainer, and deliverer. I find it so interesting how he created each and every one of us in a special way. And he wired us to want to know him, to walk with him, and to be with him. He also wired us to have our own free will. And my prayer today is that if you're hardening your heart against the one true living God that created you, that you would allow your heart to be softened through the Holy Spirit, and that you would open your heart and your life to him and ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Ask him to forgive you of your sin. Ask him to make you new. Place your faith alone in him. Believe on him alone and proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life, because you will never find another like him. He is the only one true God, the creator, sustainer, and deliverer. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by House Fires, and it's a song called Another Like You.
Heart, your love upon the cross. could search the world and never find another like you, another like you.
The king. every day of my life. I could search the world and never find another like you, another like you.
You'll never find another one like him, because there is only one true living God. A God that we don't have to look up to, but one who came to us to save us. So know, because of our relationship with Jesus, well, he has anointed us with the Holy Spirit so that we can have a personal walk with him. And because of our walk with him, well, we feel his presence in our life, because our body is now the temple of God. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered as my followers, I am there among them." So as we meet together, he is present. When we walk in our life, he is present. So what we need to do is, as Psalm 68:4 says, "Sing praise to the God and to his name. Sing loud praises to him who rides the clouds. His name is the Lord. Rejoice in his presence." You know, as we go through our day, we are to start our day with him, walk through our day with him, and end our day with him. So do you do as Psalm 68:4 says, and that's rejoice in his presence? Do you rejoice that the Holy Spirit lives within you, guiding you and directing you in the path of righteousness that leads to him? Rejoicing knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us, even in the deepest valleys that we get ourselves into. Colossians 1:22 says, "Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. And as a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault." You see, we can only be holy and blameless because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's because of Christ's death in his physical body that we are reconciled to him. And now we can stand before him without fault because the blood of Jesus has washed our sin away. It's all because of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When we believe and we place our faith alone in him, when we proclaim him Lord and Savior of our life, living to follow him, we are made holy because the Spirit of God now lives within us. And his presence make it all worth the living. Because when we are in Christ Jesus, we have that hope for all eternity. And this world cannot steal that joy that's deep within our heart, deep within our soul, because we have the Holy Spirit as God's assurance that we are his. When you walk about and you live your daily life, when you sit down at your desk at night, when you spend time with him, you can just feel Jesus in the room. He is with us always, he said. His word tells us that. My prayer is that you're experiencing that walk with Jesus today. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Meredith Joy Keller, and it's a song called "Jesus in the Room."
He's doing something. can feel Jesus in the room. I can feel Jesus in the room. There is freedom in his presence. There is healing in his hands. The Lord is here right now, and he wants to move. I can feel Jesus.
Like a holy wind, he is here. Oh, he is here. The living water's flowing, his love's drowning out every fear. Oh, every fear. And oh, reach out and touch him.
With my head in ghost fashion, my heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Your wrath, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You
you're the God of impossible, and I've seen your faithfulness all over my life. I need a miracle, and you're the God of miracles. Some way, somehow, you come through every time. I know my God can do it, so I'm gonna worship through it. Before I see my breakthrough, I'm gonna choose to praise you. I will sing hallelujah to the one who can do what the world says can't be done. I know my God can do it, so I'm gonna worship through it. Oh, oh, oh.
In the middle of my no way out, in the middle of my don't know.
Tasha Layton there for you. Song called Worship Through It. And you know, guys, when we do hit our lows in life, when we worship through it, when we praise Him and give glory in the highs and the lows, what makes things different? Because we are not allowing Satan to set in on us. Because there's nothing more than he would like to do when you're in your low is to defeat you. But when we give praise and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you see, we push through that and we keep our eyes fixed on Him, knowing that He is in control of all things. Knowing that, well, He will never leave us nor forsake us. And so when we worship through it, He will give us that peace to carry us through. A peace where we find rest for our souls. Right now we got one by Sons of Sunday. It's a song called God Did.
If you had water in the wilderness, if you ever been pulled up out the pit, if you made it through and it makes no sense, yeah, that's how you know it was Him. If you got a Savior who broke your chains, if you got a Maker who your
ocean floor.
Slaying up.
little bit of skillet there for you. A song called All That Matters. And you know, when we think about our walk with Christ Jesus, there's one thing that we have to be ready for. And that's if we are persecuted unto death, that we would die for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's about putting our faith, our family, and our freedom first. It's all about living for Jesus Christ. Right now, we got one by Seventh Time Down. His mercy is more.
Life was the cost. We stood neath the dead. We could never afford. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more.
Guys, in our walk with our Lord and Savior, we know that Jesus and His Word is constant. Psalms 119:98 says, "Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. You see, His word is the truth. His word, well, never changes. Proverbs 10:25 says, when the storms of life come, the wicked are whirled away, but the godly have a lasting foundation. You see, this foundation is Christ Jesus. He is our constant because He never shifts or change. Hebrews 6:17 says, God also bound Himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that He would never change His mind. Once again, we see He is constant because of His oath we receive as a promise that He will never change His mind, that we are His child forever. You see, in our walk with our Lord and Savior, we know that, well, He will never fail, that He will never abandon, that He will never change His mind. James 1:17 says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down from us, down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. There is only one who is constant. In this life, through every high, through every storm of life, and He is the one true God. My prayer is that you are having that walk with Him through Christ Jesus today, that you are His child and you know that you are His for all eternity. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Maverick City. And it's a song called Constant. There is only one who is constant, who never changes or casts a shifting shadow.
I'm getting weak, but you see me folding, trying to calm the seas of my emotions, recalling your words, remember what's been spoken. I have been locked in this grief, but I'm not broken. Now the door is open. When the storm rolls in, I can't see out. Be honest, be honest. When the waves crash hard and I fall back down, you're on it, you're on it. When I think that I've reached my ceiling, I know the scars only mean. You're constant. You're constant.
Pages are turning, finding my own purpose. And hope is a pearl rising to the surface. Yeah, yeah.
Storm rolls in and I can't.
Y'all give it up for my friends Jordan Sparks and Anthony Gargula.
So knowing he is the only one who is constant in this life, well, we receive a joy when we are his. And this world can't steal us. They can't steal that joy away. We have this joy because he identifies you and I, as his own, by giving us the Holy Spirit, those who are in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:13 says, "And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago." You see, when we believe in Christ, he identifies us as his own by giving us the Holy Spirit. When we place our faith alone in Jesus Christ, when we ask for forgiveness and proclaim him Lord and Savior of our life, believing that he paid it all and rose from the grave, well, we receive the Holy Spirit as a promise. What an awesome God that we have. Psalms 22:26 says, "The poor will eat and be satisfied. All who seek the Lord will praise him. Their hearts will rejoice with everlasting joy." You see, we are satisfied in this life when he is the bread in our life. Psalms tells us this, that our hearts who are in Christ, we're rejoicing in everlasting joy. It's an everlasting joy. Are you seeking the Lord? Are you praising him? He says that their hearts will rejoice with everlasting joy. It says the poor will eat and be satisfied. If he is your portion, you will be satisfied. Psalms 35 says, "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning." Isn't it awesome to know that even in the trials of life, we may have weeping through the night, but joy comes in the morning, because each day is afresh and new in Christ Jesus. Live knowing the joy he gives cannot be taken away. Live life proclaiming him Lord and Savior of your life, and know that this world cannot steal the joy away that is deep within you because of your walk with Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Josiah Queen and Brandon Lake, and it's a song called "Can't Steal My Joy."
In the choir in my soul, can't steal my joy. Until it overflows, I remember I'll keep holding on to hope. Sure, the king of rolling stones can't steal my joy. Yeah.
got the joy, joy, joy. I can't contain, nothing can quiet my praise. I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my soul, deep in my bones. I got the joy, joy, joy. I can't contain, nothing can quiet my praise.
Can't steal my joy.
Can't steal my joy.
So live life, loving God, knowing that this world cannot steal your joy because it's found in Christ Jesus alone. This is your host, Ken Gatto, saying farewell, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.